Hi, so continuing our discussion on how an overweight person lives in this world. So I spoke to you that day, and after that, so many memories came back haunting me of how the teenage years were spent, how the years of growing up were spent, how I used to get singled out. So many of you must be getting singled out at family occasions, at dinner tables, teenage years. I suddenly recollected, that all my friends in college were pretty, they were in shape. So I was the one who was not in shape. So I used to get men who were rejected by the pretty ones. I used to get boys who were rejected by the pretty girls. And I used to think it's okay because I'm not in shape. So just citing an example of, how being overweight suddenly limits your options in dating, in going out, and you are made to feel that, just because you are not normal, you can't be like beggars can't be choosers. So that's the feeling you are given. Also, I remembered that when you go shopping and you're fat or you're overweight, you don't even step into the aisles which are for, size small, medium, large, because you won't fit into it only. Size S and M, I never even ventured that lane, because I knew it was going to be more depressing. L, I used to try sometimes because I used to think maybe I've lost a few kilos here and there and I can squeeze into it. But it was always squeeze into it. There were times I bought things thinking that, this is my target, which many of us do. We buy a size which is smaller and try to fit into it. And I could never fit into it. So let's be honest. Then I knew stores which had these clothes for overweight women. So you walk straight into that section and OnePlus and all these stores. And there you can fit into everything. And you feel so happy, because there the small is a fat small. And you feel okay, yeah, I can fit into the fat small. And you come back happy. And what are these clothes? These are like 10 type t-shirts, and these are like tops which have layers, and there are these t-shirts which have a jacket on top. Nice clothes, but they are clothes for fat people at the end of the day. So you go straight there, and even the if you come to think of it now, the sales girl and salesman there are supposed to have this empathetic look for you that, okay, I'm sure you will fit into something. I'm sure we can find something for you. So they always have that sympathetic look on you. What is very embarrassing if you're in a small town is when you buy undergarments, and even now there are men who are selling them, or old uncles. We know uncles since childhood. And when you go to buy undergarments, they look at you and they give these horrifying figures, 36D nikal dena. And you don't know where to look. That is the most embarrassing part. And then you have to buy them, and you keep wondering that all those fancy lingerie, when will I ever fit into it? That was a very big grief for me, that nothing came in fancy for big sizes. It comes now, and I know people who travel abroad get it from fancy stores, but it's very expensive and it just doesn't make sense, it is for fat people. Same goes for shoes. You buy heels and your feet are squeezed into it. I remember my brother bought me platforms from a good brand and I squeezed into them, but it was like they were killing me, but I didn't have the heart to say that, man, I can't walk in these. Eating out again is a very strange thing. When you're ordering, people assume that you will order something which is fried, lots of potatoes, cheese, and you will order a Coke with it. So it's assumed that because you're fat, you will order something unhealthy. And the irony is that whatever is left over from the kids, the husband, you will eat. You are the assumed dustbin ki ye to she will finish. Order kar lo, if it's excess, they will eat. What used to really pinch me was one more thing which I wanted to share was the jokes at the dining table. They really started hurting me, hurting me deep inside that, oh yeah, she can finish a dabba of mithai in one evening. Aate jaate dabba khatam ho jata hai. Oh, keep the cake safely or it'll vanish. So these things were like, yes, I was eating it, no doubt about it, I was eating it, but there is a way of supporting somebody who has a problem, and it is a problem. Overeating is a problem which is related to many other problems, and we tend to see it only at the surface, you know, that she likes to eat. But why do you like to eat? Why do you like to eat when you're sad? Why do you like to eat when you're happy? Why do you like to eat when you're lonely? There are reasons for it. So if you have a family, or if you have friends who make you the joking matter at the table, eventually you start, you know, feeling bad about it. And some people triggers in something in some people, and you do something about it. Others just keep eating and, you know, choose to ignore it. Then also there are things like where you are, if you are overweight, your neck becomes really thick, you have these lines of double chin, triple chin, and it's so embarrassing. You know, my children were small, they used to come and point out, ki ye kya hai? Why do you have a neck like this? My neck started becoming dark, and it was becoming very sad. I used to look in the mirror, and I used to wonder that even my neck is crying out for help, and what am I doing? And also, I remember this thing, you know, where I was lazy, as I acknowledged earlier. When you're going somewhere where there are stairs, you don't want to go there, because you will be climbing, you will be tired, there will be people around you, you will be climbing fast, you will be panting. This panting is also a very embarrassing thing, because suddenly you feel that everybody around you is walking fast and you are panting. And if you live in a hilly town like I live in Shimla, everybody walks past you and you are still walking slowly. So, you know, it becomes kind of embarrassing. So I suppose today's episode is about embarrassments. What things which make you embarrassed if you're overweight. And there's no end to it. Everybody has these things which keep happening around you, and you can't share them with anybody, because deep inside you know why they are happening, and still you are living with it every day. When you're in an aisle, when you're in the superstores, if you're fat, you know, people come with a cart and they make this face that, oh ho, how will I pass through? She's blocking the road. Same thing happens in movie lines. It happens in public events. So you're singled out. But I'm not justifying this. You can either do something about this, or you can keep living like this. But believe me, living like this, there is a limit to you can live like this. Not forever. And why should you? You get one life to live and make the best of it. So why not? You've eaten. I ate for 30, 35 years. I had my fill. I ate everything. Then I did something about it. I'm sure you can also do something about it. Bahut kha liya. Enough. Take a call, man or woman. I mean, guys out there. Enough. Take a call now and do something about it. And believe me, you will feel really good about it. Really, really good about it. So if you've gone through what I've gone through, I think there's the time is now to put an end to it. Take a call. Sit down. Make some realistic goals. And tell me about it.